I feel in my belly. You can be the captain and I can be your first mate. You can be the chills that I feel on our first date. You can be the hero and I can be a sidekick. You can be the tear that I cry if we ever split. You can be the rain from the cloud when it's storming. Or you can be the sun when it shines in the morning. Middle school. I think that we can all agree that middle school is a complicated time in our life. It's where we try to find the friends of a lifetime, discover new hobbies and interesting careers, and define who we are as a human being. With all the schoolwork and homework we endure, the stress that we get from tests and quizzes, plus the pressure of fitting in, you wouldn't think we would create more chaos on top of all of that, right? Wrong. Some people like a challenge, so they throw a relationship into the mix.
Relationships. They are already hard enough as it is, but it's even more difficult to maintain a relationship in middle school. You have the stress of balancing schoolwork and your relationship while staying in the loop of all the basic school drama and somehow managing to compete with other couples. I know everyone wants to know the key to a successful relationship in middle school. So today, we take you into middle school relationships to find their key of success.
Act 1. What is the key? What is the key to a successful relationship in middle school? Everyone might have a lot of different answers to this question, but I think maintaining a good balance between your relationship and schoolwork is very important. We want to know what other people think the key to a successful middle school relationship is, so we asked 8th graders at Lamar Middle School.
What do you think is the key to a successful middle school relationship?
Going out to the shops and buying each other Starbucks.
What do you think the key to a successful middle school relationship is?
Take her to the movies and go to the mall and buy her stuff.
What do you think the key to a successful middle school relationship is?
You have to treat the girl the way they want to be treated.
What do you think the key to a successful middle school relationship is?
I think the key is communication between the both of them.
What do you think the key to a successful middle school relationship is?
Taking the girl wherever they want to go and getting them things that they want and caring about them.
What do you think the key to a successful middle school relationship is?
How would I know? I've never been in one.
What do you think the key to a successful middle school relationship is?
Not letting other people pick your relationships.
What do you think is the key to a successful middle school relationship?
Don't date.
Act 2, Inside Scoop. After asking a few people about their opinions on the key to a successful relationship in middle school, we decided to interview some of our IT couples from Lamar Middle School. Our first couple is Sarah Green and Aiden Forgay. They have been together for 3 months, which is pretty long for a middle school relationship. And our second couple is Gemma, also known as Gabe Leslie and Emma Stewart.
I think the key to being to having a successful middle school relationship is taking it slow, setting boundaries, being respectful and loyal.
You have to be able to respect each other.
You have to be truthful with the person, and you have to respect them and treat her the way you want to be treated.
Communication and respect.
Conclusion. After all of our interviews, we've decided that there is definitely more than just one key to a successful relationship. We found out how some couples survive the chaos of middle school and maintaining a relationship. While we understand having a relationship is fun, we think having a relationship in middle school is hard work. We advise middle schoolers to wait until high school.